Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Who Inspire. My guest today is Nicole Leber, and Nicole is a runner, and she's written articles about running while pregnant, and we're going to talk about the power of running. So, Nicole, I'm so glad you're on the show today. How long have you been
Thank
a runner?
You.
How long have
Excuse
you been
me,
a runner?
Say that again?
How long have you been a runner?
So it's funny. I didn't start running until probably around my mid-20s. In fact, growing up, I did everything to try and avoid running. Everything in school, when I was in physical ed or sports, I would I played basketball. However, if I were to join a sport, it would have to be a short distance like basketball to run. I never wanted to be on the track team. I remember the track coach, in fact, coming up to me saying, you know, you run pretty fast. You should be on our track team. And I, in fact, instead, I did shot put. I never wanted to run long distance. It wasn't until, like I said, my mid-20s that I would run a mile, and then it became 2 miles, and it just felt good. It felt really good. I also, you know, growing up, and I'm pretty open about this, I dealt with anxiety, and even to this day, running has helped me personally so much with anxiety. When I was growing up, I had to take medication. However, when I started running, I didn't have to take medication. And it's really great for mood elevation. It was just such a positive thing in my life. And I haven't stopped running. So
it was all those endorphins, right?
Right, exactly. I think once, and for those first-time runners, once you get past that first mile and then go to that second mile, you start to feel that. You feel like you're on a high. And I really believe that also running helped me in my last pregnancy. My son is going to be 4 years old. I also have a 7-year-old. The first one, I ran a little bit, not that much, but he has a very easy pregnancy. My second one, I had some difficulty. It was a difficult pregnancy. I had a lot of nausea. However, when I ran, I felt like that was alleviated. I struggled. And I had signed up for a marathon prior to knowing I was pregnant. And, you know, I started thinking, well, I guess I can't run now. And I was even tempted to transfer the bib. And what that means is when you register for a race, you get a bib, a number. And
right.
Some race directors, they'll allow you to transfer that bib to somebody else so somebody else can run in your place. Mm-hmm. And I was ready to transfer that to my husband. Well, I emailed the race director, and she said, you know, why are you limiting yourself? And I thought, you know, that's true. You know, pregnancy should not be a limitation. We as women are so strong and so blessed to be able to be pregnant, create life. And I thought, well, let's see how it goes. I'm going to try to train for it. And I told myself, if I get to a training point to where I can run or jog, you know, do a jog walk up to 18 miles, I'm pretty sure I can do this marathon, even if I walked the last part. And, you know, I, like I said, I was already struggling during my pregnancy, just feeling really sick. And running just did so much to make me feel, or help me to feel better. So I thought, why not? Let's train for a marathon. And it was such a great experience. I felt like I became even more in tune with my body. I felt already that I was bonding with my baby during those long runs. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoyed it. Now, I always try to tell women when I tell my story, my thing was not to suggest that all pregnant women go out and run a marathon. My point, and this leads into Cynthia, the article that I wrote for Huffington Post, my whole goal was to show women, hey, pregnancy is not a limitation. You know, we're always told what we can't do instead of what we can do. And mm-hmm. that was what drove me.
So you were not the coach for that race, right?
No, I trained myself though, because I understood it might be a liability to other coaches to train someone that was pregnant. And it was my choice, and I knew my body. I knew if I couldn't go to a certain point, then I would stop. But again,
so,
I had such a tough pregnancy compared to my first that the running mm-hmm. just helped me to feel better. I will tell you this also. The first race pregnant, or the first race during my pregnancy that I did, you know, they say you should do like a half marathon before you run a marathon. And I thought, you know, uh-huh. I kind of want to test this out. And I was probably around 4 or 5 months pregnant. And I found a race that was very inclusive to all people. I felt very comfortable at this race. And I still do this race yearly. It's very dear to my heart because I felt like if they know I'm pregnant, I'm sure they will accept me. Whereas, and this could not be true, but this was in my head, I felt that people might look at me very strange. And I really wasn't showing at 5 months, but I felt very fearful to be judged while running pregnant. And I wasn't. Thank goodness. I was actually embraced. You know, I did get questions, but I understand that. I understand there's a fear of the unknown. And that was fine, mm-hmm. but I was very happy at the support I received from the running community.
So, which is
very inclusive.
So was your coach a woman?
I trained myself.
Okay.
I trained myself to run the marathon. That was not my first marathon, though. And let me add this piece of information as well. I was already a very experienced runner. I had been, like I said, running since my mid-20s and mm-hmm. probably did my first marathon. Gosh, it was right after I had my first son, so I was around 35 years old. So I just aged myself. I was around 35 years old, and I had my second one at 38. So I had a lot of years of experience of running. You know, I didn't just wake up one morning and decide to do a marathon pregnant.
So when you told your doctor, hey, I'm going to do a marathon, what was your doctor's reaction?
You know, and this is why I chose to actually home birth my children. I had a very supportive midwife. I never wanted, again, to be told I couldn't do something or told everything that I was limited to. And my midwife, who I still speak to today, she, you know, she definitely, her care was very customized to me and how I felt. And that was important to me because Sherry knew I was a runner. She was supportive. Of course, she was monitoring me week to week. But I do know that, and I guess it doesn't matter if, you know, what kind of care provider you are, there might be some people that might have discouraged me. But I knew in my heart that I could do this. And I, again, I want to say this. I already had in my head, if I got to a certain point where I was unable to do it, then I would stop. But I never felt like that. I felt great. So,
did you ever
a midwife. I had two home births.
Did you ever go into a race where the nausea set in, where you didn't feel great?
During the pregnancy?
Yep.
Or in general?
During the pregnancy.
So I only did two races during that pregnancy. One was a half at around 4 or 5 months, and then I did, maybe that was 4 months, and then I did the marathon when I was about just coming into my 6th month. And no, I did not. You know, it's funny. The biggest issue I had, it wasn't running the miles at all because I went very slow, drank tons of water, very, I fed myself very well, even during the run. My biggest problem was, and for those that have carried, will know, when the baby moves, it is sometimes very difficult. It's difficult, and especially running too, you have to run to a restroom, you know, when there's a baby there, you tend to, you know, not be able to hold it that long. So that was my biggest thing, is making sure there was bathrooms, you know, because I was also drinking a lot of water throughout this whole thing. And I wanted to make sure there were bathrooms, enough bathrooms along the way. So that really was my only major obstacle to deal with.
So you've written articles about this. What is the nature of the articles that you wrote, and where have you been published?
So they are mainly about running during pregnancy. I also wrote, and it was the same pregnancy, after I gave birth, I had a difficult time getting back into my normal, I guess, mental wellness after I had the baby. So I really felt like I was going down for a period of time, down a rabbit hole into a postpartum depression. You know, when we have babies, our bodies are not exactly the same as pre-pregnancy. And although I did try to go out and run probably a month after I gave birth, it was very difficult because, you know, you're surrounded by other runners who have been running this whole time. And by the way, after that marathon, I told myself, okay, I'm going to stop running. That's going to be the last day I run. I'm just going to walk and have that as my exercise. So I continued to exercise, but I did not run. I felt like I did all the running I needed to do during that pregnancy. So all I did was walk. So I gave birth. I waited about 3 to 4 weeks until I got back out, but it was very difficult very difficult. I was very tired, and I noticed that was a huge thing. Sleep, you know, this child was keeping me up more so, I think, than the first one. So I really didn't have adequate sleep. My husband was working full-time plus going to school at night. So with two children, and at the time my older one was 4 years old, I felt very alone, very tired, and a friend actually really got me out to go running. She ran with me very slowly and, you know, was very kind in getting me back out. And looking back after I got back into my routine, and I wrote an article about this too, I said, you know, gosh, running is so powerful, because I felt like I was really going down a road of postpartum depression. And all these articles you can find on my website. It's therunnermama.com. So once again, therunnermama.com, and you can find the articles that I wrote running during pregnancy and after just experiencing that tough time after having my son. So
after you wrote the articles and you put it on your website, did you get a lot of feedback from women?
You know, I did. Probably more feedback from the postpartum article, more so than the running a marathon during pregnancy. There are more women, I believe, from the feedback, than we realize that have gone through this, are going through it. It's definitely something that we need to be aware of, because there were times, at least for me, again, I felt really alone, and you almost feel ashamed to feel like this, because for me, I felt like, gosh, I should be so happy. I have a brand new baby. You know, I have a very healthy child. I mean, I should be happy. And I saw other moms with four kids doing the same thing. You know, one of my friends has a set of twins, very young age, plus two more. And they would make it look so easy. And I thought, you know, I only have two. So I think that bringing more awareness to postpartum depression and really looking at the signs, because a lot of us will not just come out and say it because we feel shameful. You know, we're mom. We're supposed to be strong. You know, we're the caretakers. We're not supposed to, you know, be down. We're always moving. We're always, you know, super mom. So, I think we should be aware. And also, like you said, Cynthia, the power of running. Running really helped me a lot. And I know if I didn't have that resource or that outlet, it would have been very much more difficult and possibly much more severe postpartum. So,
okay, so you ran a marathon when you were 6 months pregnant, right?
Correct.
Okay, so was it a marathon with men and women both?
Yes.
So when people saw you and they saw that, you know, you definitely had a baby bump at that point, were they cheering for one? Were they excited that you were doing this?
You know, it was interesting because I remember race morning walking out, and at first I had a sweatshirt or a jacket on, kind of covering up my number because I wasn't sure of how people were going to react. The race director did know I was going to be there. She knew that I was 6 months pregnant. She was very supportive, and she, when I saw her, I finally kind of exposed my race number and felt okay, because I felt like, well, it's okay with her. Hopefully it'll be okay with everyone else. I think I got more looks like, is she really going to do this? It's funny because the first bathroom stop, you know, everybody tends to stop at the first bathroom stop. I learned I usually never stop, not, you know, in a race, you know, pre-pregnancy or not being pregnant, I never stop on a race unless it's for water. Well, I noticed that there was just this line at the first bathroom stop, and I thought, oh, great, baby, please don't move. Don't move, you know. And uh-huh. I remember there was this gal there, and she looked at me. She said, you know, I would let you go, but I got to go real bad. And I said, you know what? I chose to do this race. I don't want any special treatment. I will wait my turn. And that was the thing. Again, I never wanted people to make me feel different just because I was pregnant. As I ran, I ended up catching up with this gal who had said that to me around mile 16. And I said, gosh, you know, my knees are starting to hurt. I just hope I can make it. I wonder if I should just walk the rest. And she introduced her strategy to me, and I ended up actually finishing the race with her. I ran with her. She said, you know, why don't you try my strategy? We walk, we run, and I can't remember right now off the top of my head, but I think it was, you know, jog for 2 minutes, walk for a minute, jog for 2 minutes, walk for a minute. Mm-hmm. And it worked. I told her, I said, if I could just get to mile 20, I know I could do this. And so when I got to mile 20, I said, okay, let's keep going. And then she was so great. We talked the entire time. I'll go even a step further. We came probably down to the last 2 miles, and the race director was running, and she said, how are you doing, Nicole? I came to check in on you. And I said, I'm feeling great. I'm almost there. So I did have a lot of support. One of the water stops, in fact, I went to, there was this lady I'll never forget. She made me cry. She came out tearing up, and she hugged me, and she said, I'm so proud of you. Good for you. So, again, it was very, a lot of people embracing, and again, running, the run culture is so inclusive. I really, I was very fortunate to be supported as much as I was. So,
would you say there's a running culture? Never heard that phrase before.
Yes, absolutely.
Wow.
In fact, it's funny because I will tell you this. My origin, my ancestors are Mexican, Native American, and I've always identified with Mexican American. But you know, it's funny because I will tell many people I identify more with the run culture. Those are, you know, our people, because it's so eclectic and it's so inclusive. Again, I'm more identified as probably the runner mama, you know, and I like that. I really like the run culture. It's all about camaraderie. It's very, I feel, and Cynthia, you and I spoke about this, I coach a youth running program locally, and many of the children have hardworking parents that might not be able to teach physical fitness. And I believe that, and some of these kids are also underserved. And I do this run program, by the way, with the local police department. And I believe that running does unite people. It builds bridges in communities. There is something about running with another individual, even if you're struggling on that run, where the barriers will come down and you can talk just about anything. And you develop this connection with those people. And I know right now we are in such a challenging time. And there's a great, great quote, in fact, by Nelson Mandela. If you don't mind, I'd like to read it to you. He says, and I'm going to get the whole quote here. He says, sport has the power to change the world. It has the power to inspire. It has the power to unite people in a way that little else does, to youth in a language they understand. That is so true. Sometimes I feel if we could all just go for a run, we can maybe find that common ground and work out those issues within our community. So, again, running is very powerful. Sports are very powerful. And that's why, too, I identify with the run culture. Some of my very dearest friends I have met through run groups. And I believe I know so many people and are a part of so many different and diverse social groups because of running. You know, running does not have prejudice. You, as long as you have a pair of shoes and you have heart, you can run and you can be united with people. You know, you don't even need two legs to run. You know, I can't tell you how many times, you know, I've been passed. And you know, again, running is inclusive. It's for everybody. Doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are, you know, male, female, it does not matter. You just right. get out there and run, and you feel free. So
Nicole, we're out of time. So if anybody, I'll give you the name of your website again.
My website is the, T-H-E, runner, R-U-N-N-E-R, mama, mama.com. So therunnermama.com. And I have articles that I have wrote on there, also fun exercises for youth, because youth fitness is very important. And you can also email me, get in contact with me if you have any questions or anything. Thank you, Cynthia, so much for having me.
Thank you, Nicole. You have been listening to Nicole Leyva, and this is Women Who Inspire. I'm Cynthia Pooler, and if you like this show, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, Women Inspire 21. Nicole, it was great talking with you. I know we will be talking again. And have a good day, everybody.
Thanks.